Tuesday, June the 15th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, NATO eyes China coldly, and Airbus and Boeing nudge nearer a truce. First, the world in brief. NATO leaders said China presents, quote, systemic challenges to the rules-based international order. While the alliance avoided calling China a rival in a joint statement, it expressed concern about its, quote, coercive policies and growing military power. The declaration comes a day after G7 leaders criticized the country's human rights record. China accuses the group of rich democracies of political manipulation. A 17-year dispute between Boeing and Airbus could soon end in a truce. Trade representatives from America and the EU have reportedly made a breakthrough. Both plane makers have been bickering at the World Trade Organization since 2004, each complaining that the other is unfairly supported by subsidies. Billions in tariffs are at stake if a resolution cannot be forged by July 11th. Novavax said its two-shot jab was 90% effective against the coronavirus in a 30,000-person trial. Anthony Fauci, head of America's COVID-19 task force, called it, quote, very impressive. The American biotech company will now seek regulatory approval, especially from the WHO, the approval of which is necessary for the vaccine to be distributed to poorer countries through COVAX, a vaccine-sharing alliance. Dozens of African migrants went missing after a boat capsized off the coast of Yemen. It had sailed from Djibouti on Saturday with about 200 on board. Fishermen said they recovered 25 bodies in the water. Thousands of people from the Horn of Africa attempt to cross the Gulf of Aden every year, seeking work in Saudi Arabia and other oil-rich states. The EU announced it is selling a tranche of 10-year bonds expected to be completed today for about €10 billion, $12.1 billion. The sale is intended to help finance its COVID-19 recovery fund. It is part of a wider issuance by the bloc, which should total €800 billion by 2026 and fund a series of grants and loans to member states. Shares in companies linked to Gautam Adani plunged after reports that India's securities depository had frozen the accounts of three foreign funds investing in them. The Adani Group said those reports were erroneous and put about to mislead investors. Mr. Adani, Asia's second richest man, saw his net worth tumble by $6 billion. Two Americans admitted to having helped Carlos Ghosn, the former boss of Nissan, escape prosecution in Japan in 2019. Michael Taylor and his son Peter are on trial in Japan for aiding Mr. Ghosn's escape to Lebanon. Mr. Ghosn was on bail awaiting trial for allegedly misappropriating company funds when he absconded. He denies the charges. And fact of the day. In 2000, China had fewer than 1,200 museums. By the end of 2020, it had nearly five times that many.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.